Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Like many others, I'm sure, I thought that a local council fining a five-year-old for a lemonade stand, £150, was madness. Nevertheless, I also felt for the officers involved, though four together on this incident, if the report is accurate, already seemed bizarre, because simply put, rules are rules. Or are they? Because that's the issue, isn't it? I can imagine a scenario whereby a stickler for the rule reporting the officers concerned for not dealing with the little girl. So we come up against what we say is the tension between the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. We all navigate this terrain, whether we are a judge, a colonel, a manager, the police, a bureaucrat, a teacher, or pretty well in every vocation possible, but most especially as parents. I have observed the military from a small distance for over 20 years, and my sense of what people regard as good leadership is the ability to know when not to follow the rules to achieve the desired result. However, such a process is fraught with problems because the incidents or moments are situational, and you really can't make a rule about it. Judges, when sentencing, work within a range of responses depending on the specifics of the crime and the actual people involved. For good order, we need rules. To be just and fair, we need to apply them to the situation or the person. It is hard to do and suffers from the vagaries of perceptions and changing views and attitudes. The council involved in the fining of the little girl subsequently cancelled the fine and apologised to the family. A council spokesman said, "We are very sorry that this has happened. We expect our enforcement officers to show common sense and to use their powers sensibly. This clearly did not happen. The fine will be cancelled immediately, and we have contacted to apologise." Show common sense? According to whom? And now I'm back at the beginning of my cross encounters again. We all oscillate, I suspect, between the letter and the spirit as we assess behaviour, as we seek to live together in some sort of harmony. And if it is hard with our own rules and regulations, laws and legislation, then how much harder is it when it comes to God's law, His expectations, His wishes, His judgments? We can't go to God for clarity, ring Him, email Him, but we have to go to His Word for guidance, and that means our interpretation. Again, I think people oscillate between God the lawgiver and God the merciful, meaning that He's not so interested in law. Here we want an almost blind God, blind to our weaknesses and sins, but not so blind to the bad ones of others. Here people often split God into nasty Old Testament God and loving New Testament Jesus. In such discussions, I've heard the story of Jesus and the woman caught in adultery in John chapter 8, cited as showing Jesus' overall compassion and a non-interest in the letter of the law. We can never live by laws, not really. They imprison us and grind us down. But we need them for good order, punishment and reward and guidance. And Jesus clearly said, "Neither do I condemn you." He didn't condemn her. See, he's not the harsh judge. After all, she was guilty, as was the absent man. To which I point to what Jesus said next. "Go, and from now on, sin no more." Jesus is very concerned about our behaviour. And that's the issue, finally. Who determines or judges our behaviour? The law? Common sense? Ourselves? A mutual agreement? A relationship? A set of priorities? All of them, might find us variously guilty and not guilty for the same behavior. What to do? Listen to Jesus. Read all of God's Word. Jesus didn't come to condemn, but to give life. And yet he also says, and from now on, sin no more. That's impossible, but because of what Jesus has done for us via a cross and an empty tomb, and via words, water, bread and wine, his words of no condemnation and go and sin no more do describe Christian discipleship, not for our sakes, but to make life better for the people around us. Following Jesus is all about living the tension of law and gospel, of knowing who we are in Christ, struggling daily with our sin, and living how Jesus' love is best shared. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, Heavenly Father, your Son, Jesus Christ, is the way, the truth, and the life. Help us to follow him and walk along the way that leads to eternal life. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.